Shilanitna lihitoba b'yedechot. The halacha of a shvuasa by saita does not come about by neidechot. The Rashi says shvuah shalav b'yedechot gemin hasam tesorach shneyedim sherol shenistru. The data that there's a parsha of a saita if only if you have two edim that they found them alone together. The yalav dava dava mimamin. If you only have one eidechot on the stira, that does not make the parsha of saita. So the kav chayma madach by this shvuah of a saita with one eidechot. You cannot make us swear. Still, megalgalin, there's this pash of amen amen that we make us swear, a double swearing for something else also. So, moment, in the case where I'm asking you for money, shenitin li tava v'edechod, there is a pash of edechod by moment. We always dash in edechod lekom legabi moment, but it's kom legabi shvua. And when edechod says you owe money, you have to swear connected that edechod. So there is a pash of a shvua by an edechod. If so, ainur din, isn't it a svar for sure, Shir Megalgalim, that there should be a svar of Gilgul Shvua, that once I make you swear to me, let's say that you owe me money, so once you have to swear on money, I could also make you swear that you owe me the karak also. Tetzach kavachayma, if Gilgul Shvua applies by saita, where an eidecha does not help, so by moment where an eidecha does help, for sure you should have the svar of Gilgul Shvua. Now the Gemara says, Ashkechon Bavadei. We only form when you have to swear a Bavadei Shvua. In other words, by a Tainas Bori. Then you have to swear. The question is though, Sofik Minolan, how do I know when I want you to swear of a doubt, how do I know a Tainas Shema, also you have to swear a Gilgul Shvua? The Tainas Shema, Rashi says, that's Kogoyin Shvua Sashutfim, V'yarisim, Shechokin. If two partners divide up, so then one partner has the right to make the other partner swear that he did not take any extra money. Even though that's only a Shema. I don't know for sure you took any extra money. I only have a doubt. And from a doubt, I have a right to swear. And the other Gemara says there's a Gilgul Shvua there also. So Minolan, how do we know that on a Suffolk, on a doubt of a Shvua, also you can make a Gilgul Shvua? So Rashi says, because imi kal v'chadif molen from saita ledomi. So saita is different. Because I tell you, by saita, all the Shvua of the saita is only by a suffix. Like the case of a saita is the husband is only has a doubt if his wife really lived with the man or not. So the parsha of saita is only by a suffix. That's what is a Gilgul Shvua. But maybe by money matters, where we find the main Shvua is, when I say for sure, Tainas Vadai, that you owe me money, so then you have to swear to me. So how do we know, even when I don't have a Tainas Vadai, by Shutfim, when we divide up, where I do not know 100%, I'm not saying for sure, you took extra money. Only with a doubt I want you to swear. So how do we know by a doubtful shvuah of mamin there's a pash of Gilgul? That you can't learn out from Saita. Gemara says that Tanya Rav Shimon ben Yochai Yomer Nemro shvuah b'chutz. It says the pash of shvuah b'chutz, which means a regular shvuah of mamin. V'nemro shvuah b'fnim, and it says the word shvuah b'fnim by a Saita. That a saita yimashbiha in the azar itself. So therefore, it's a shava. Ma shvua hamur b'fnim. Just like the shvua by saita. Also, bo sofik kevadai. That the same malach is applied by a vadai. Applied by a sofik, because the whole parsha of saita is mainly the husband only has a doubt if his wife lived with the man or not. Still, there's a parsha of gilgul shvua. Once she has to swear she did not live with this man, you have a right to ask her to swear she did not live with any man you want. Is av shvuah hamur b'chutz, the same parsha of shvuah that says outside the azara, which means by every court case, whenever I make you swear because you owe me money, is also the svara should be also b'sofik vaday, that we should make a sofik just like vaday, just like by vaday shvuah. That's the theme before that you do have, you could swear, you do make a gilgul shvuah because of the kal v'chayma. So now the gzeira shava tells me that even by a sofik shvuah, by shutfim, when they divide up, that one has to swear to the other one that he did not take any extra money. There's also a Gilgul Shvua there also. You could also make him swear other things also. Now the Gemara says, Ad Heichon Gilgul Shvua. How far does the Gilgul Shvua go? So Rashi says means, how far, how many things could be included that now you could make him swear? Since he's swearing anyway to you, you could cause him to swear other things also. How far does it go? Samarav Yudamarav, the Omale, could even go so far that he shove li shein avdiata. once you have to swear to me that you don't owe me these $50, I could also make you swear that you're not my Yevet. Because I have a right to say, you're my Yevet, you sold yourself to me, you have to work for me. You want to say not like that? So swear to me. Even for such a thing like this, I can make you swear. So Mar says no. Hahu shemutim mishamtinilei. If somebody says it to somebody else, Adarab, you have to put him into shamtin, you have to put him into nidui. Like it's not a nice thing to say to anybody that you're my Yevet. To time you learn like this. Hakoyra lechaveru Yevet, if somebody calls his friend, a Nevet Kanani, Yehei ben nidui. We put him into nidui. We have to put you, we give you a band, we put you away. Mamzer, somebody calls you a mamzer, Sefer Kes HaBoyim, Midrabonin, we give that person a kenas of Makas Mardis for calling somebody a mamzer. Rosha, if somebody calls you a Rosha, you're a Dimolachayev, means you have a right to hate him, and you have a right to even to cause him trouble. Means go down to his business to give him trouble, you have a right. Rashi says, Rosha, somebody calls you a Rosha, is you're a Dimolachayev, Kloimar. Lezu ain Bezdin Zakakim. Bezdin doesn't give him back any punishment. The first two cases, Bezdin either puts him into Nidui, or Bezdin gives him Akis. If somebody calls you a Nevet, or somebody calls you a Mamzer. But if somebody just calls you a Rosho, then Bezdin doesn't do anything back to him. Avalhu, but you yourself that was called this Rosho, Mutil is Noisai. You have a right to hate him for that. Viyafla Mayat Panasosai. You also have a right like to stop to be Mayat his Panasosai. For Leirid Lumnosa to go into his business. If he has a store, you have a right now to start a store right next to him to ruin his business, you have a right to do this. Rakoponim, you see, if you call somebody an Eved, we put you into Nidui. Says, so how could you make him swear? Like it's not something you're allowed to do. Havad, you can't make him swear on this. So when it says, Elo Marovo, he shov ali, shloinim kar toli, be Eved Ivri. That's not such a bad thing. That I want you to swear that you did not sell yourself to me for Nevet Ivri. So once you have to swear to me that you don't owe me $50, I could also ask you to swear to me that you did not sell yourself to me for Nevet Ivri. So Mar says, Pshita, hai taina samayasihi, memoinis legabei. That's a good taina then. Like, why not? Of course you can make a shvua. And Rashi says, even without Gilgul, nami have you made the mixas. He heavy lay a dechod, or else he has an a dechod. Avadi, you have to swear, because I'm tainting that you sold yourself to me for Nevet Ivri. So in other words, you have to work for me for 6 years now. So I have a good time that you have to work for me. And if you say no, so Avadi, you have to swear. In the case, let's say you're a Moedib Niksas, or let's say I have an a dechod that you sold yourself for me for an a dechod. So Pshita, then you're going to have to swear. We don't have to come on to a Gilgul Shavua, that since you have to swear someplace else, you have to swear here also. Pshita, you have to swear over here. Sumar says, no, Rava the Taime. Rava goes according to his Tam. The Yomar Rava says, Eved Ivri Gufa Konui. You should know, when you buy an Eved Ivri, your mamish own his guf. So therefore, you won't have to swear on it. So Rashi says, Viena Tainis Metautlim. If you own the guf, so it's not called like metatlam anymore. It's more like karka then. So that's why you wouldn't have to swear. Unless you have a gilgul shrua. So Gemara says, Yehochi is so high in the karka. You're so against, so what's the chiddush? Pshita, that's like karka. And the Mishnah says this. That's what the Mishnah says. That once you have to swear to me that you don't owe me money, I could also make you swear that you don't owe me karka. Even though on karka itself you don't have to swear, but once you have to swear to me for other things, I can in Megalgul cause you to swear me for Karak also. So what's Rabbi's Chiddushi about a Nevet Ivri? Pshita, I can make you swear, I dig Gilgul. Even if it's like Karka, but it's not worse than Karka. So Rabbi says, yes. Now the time I would have thought to say, Karku diavi inshi demazne bitzina. Property, people sell privately sometimes. So therefore, emisa dezovin less like koila. Even if it's true, I say that you sold me a property. So if so, and you say no, so there I can hear why you have to swear to me. Because it's possible that you sold it privately and nobody else knows about it. So therefore maybe you're lying that you didn't sell it to me. Even though people don't know about it, but it's possible you could sell it privately. Therefore, if I want to make you swear, the Mishnah says I have a right to make you swear. But here by Nevet Ivri, hi Emisa Dizovin Koilisle. Here I would have thought to say, if you really sold yourself to me for Nevet Ivri, that has a koil. Everybody should have known about this. And since nobody knows about it, that should be a proof that really you did not sell yourself to me for an eved ivri. So therefore, when I want you to swear, maybe I can't make you swear, because there's no purpose for you to swear. Because, like, for sure, you weren't sold. That's what I would have thought. So, kamashma not tzachidish, you know, kamashma not like that. Kamashma that even on an eved ivri, also I can make you swear. Such a chiddush of Rava, that not only by karka can I make you swear at a Gilgal, but who are din ayidei? For an eved ivri, I could also make you swear. Such a mishnah. Kol hanaseh domim bi'achar. Anything that's made money for a payment of something else, so kivin shezocha zeh, as soon as he receives the money, is eschayiv zeh b'chalipov. The other person has to give back whatever he bought. So let's see Rashi. Rashi says, the Hazamina is like this. Rashi says, Kol hanaseh domim bi'achar. Shedakol esitzeh b'domim. If you want to buy a chair, I want to buy your chair. So I give you money. So now we thought to say that the Mishnah is teaching us that if I pay money, if I give you money for something, so as soon as you receive the money, I gave you this dollar bill, is the schayim zeva chalipin. Right away you have a chiyuv to give me back the chair, and the chair now belongs to me. In a case where I gave you the money, the teres chalipa, not the teres damim. This was the Havamina. That when I give you money, I'm not giving you the money now to pay for it, but I'm giving you the money to make a kinyan chalipin out of this. A kinyan chalipin, the way it works is, when you want to buy something, the one that wants to buy the chair, he takes his handkerchief, and he gives it to the matna, the one that's selling the chair, and b'schus, as soon as the makna is kainah, this handkerchief, the memela, because of that, he's automatically makna back the chair to you. So the Havamina is, kesef also works this way. That if I give the money, if I give you a dollar bill, now as soon as you're kainah the dollar bill, right away you're machai yourself a makna, the chair back to me. Even if I'm not paying you the complete value of the chair. That's the Havamina. But the Mishnah is saying, kol anaseh domim bi'achar, if I want to take your chair, so I'm making a kinyan chalipin with money. I'm giving you money now. So kivin shezocha zeh, as soon as you're zeicher in the money I gave you, this chayiv zeh b'chalipov. Right away, I get the chalipin, the chair belongs to me. And I'm achrayin anointin. If something happens to me, if something happens to the chair, I'm responsible, not you anymore. That's the Havamina. Then the Mishnah says, ketzer, what's a good case of this? Hichlif shavapora. I want to exchange with you. I have an ox. And you are the cow, I want to exchange. So I give you my shor for your poro. Oy chamor b'shor, I give you my donkey for your ox. So kivin shezocha zeh, as soon as you receive my shor, my ox, nizchai yizel b'chalipov. Right away, I automatically get back, I own the poro now, I own the chamor now, and if anything happens to me, it belongs to me. So this, the Gemara's guess, doesn't make sense. Like if the Mishnah starts off telling us the Chiddush, that money could be used for chalipin, so what is the case of talking about metal, of talking about behemoth to behemoth? That should not be a good case. We should have rather said, a case of the case of money. This is the Gemara is going to ask. The Gemara is like this. Chalipin my niyu. What does the Mishnah mean to say, kiva, case of hechlef, or nasa zeh b'chalipov? What does the Mishnah mean to say, when you give the money, you neschai zeh b'chalipin? The Havamina is to say, it's a kinyan chalipin. So how are you doing this? Matbeya with money, says so, the more asks, Shema mina matbeya nasa chalipin? You want to tell me then that our Mishnah says that you could make chalipin with a matbeya with money, and the Gemara Bar Mitzvah comes out not like that. Like Rashi says, the Anan Kaimelon, we hold the Perek Azov, the Yain matbeya nasa chalipin. That this kinyan of chalipin cannot be done with money, it's only with utensils, with the noel. The Pasuk there says, Sholof noel, that took off the shoe. Or else with utensils, but not with money. With money you can't make chalipin. So how could our Mishnah say you could make chalipin with money? Therefore the Gemara says like this rather. Omar Rav Yudah, Hochikom, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Kol hanishum domim biyachar. Anytime you make a valuation, something, how much is worth. The Rashi says it means, kol dovo, shimbol esitai domim biyachar, that I want to like pay money for it, tzorach leshumai b'domim. We have to see how much it's worth. It means if I want to sell metaltlim, I want to sell you my metaltlim, a chair, I want to sell you. So we have to first find out how much it's worth. So this is what it called Hanishum Domin. Anything that has to have a valuation, how much it's worth. I mean, anything that's utensils, we don't know that it's not money, but we have to see how much money it's worth. The Yakar, and I want to sell it to that you should buy it.